Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, first this morning, Gardaí have resumed their search of lands along the Wicklow-Kildare border in connection with the murder of Jojo Dullard. The 21-year-old went missing 29 years ago on her way back to Kilkenny from Dublin on the 9th of November 1995. A 55-year-old man arrested yesterday morning on suspicion of her murder remains in Garda custody today. Let's get the latest now. John Hand, crime correspondent with the Irish Sun. Good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So, John, the search has resumed this morning. What more can you tell us?
Yesterday morning, Gardaí sealed off a number of entrances to land on the Kildare-Wicklow border. And I got there yesterday at around 1 p.m. And from that time onwards, there was more so preparation being carried out in terms of bringing equipment and machinery onto the land. So that included the likes of diggers and so on. So to me, it really looked like the search may only kick off today properly. And that includes excavation, technical and forensic examinations. Forensic archaeologist is also on site to assist officers. And there is a particular land which has been, particular area of land which has been focused on. First of all, there will be a trawl of the wider lands in that area as well. So there was also a search of two properties yesterday, and dozens of Gardaí are involved in this search.
And I assume the area around this land is going to be very restricted now, including the airspace over it.
Yeah, exactly. There is a restriction in place by the Irish Aviation Authority that there will be, it's a no-flight zone over it as the search continues today. Mm-hmm.
This case, John, it was upgraded from a missing persons investigation to a murder inquiry back in 2020, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. I suppose Jojo Dullard, she vanished 29 years ago on the 9th of November 1995. She had been socialising in Dublin. She missed her bus back to Kilkenny and she hopped on another one to Naas and Kildare. From Naas, she hitched a lift to Kilcullen and again from Moon, again to Moon in Kildare. And it was at this point she was on a payphone to her friend when a car pulled up and she said she was taking a lift, and that was the last ever heard of Jojo. Now, there has been, you know, constant reviews over the years, but the Garda Cold Case Unit reviewed it in 2019 and the following year upgraded it to murder. So since then, there has been 800 recommendations which were identified by those Gardaí, and that in turn has led to this week's major development.
And the arrest then that was made, this 55-year-old man who was arrested on suspicion of murder, he's still in Garda custody. Just give us the circumstances around that, because there is a limit on the time that he can be held for.
He was arrested early yesterday morning. Gardaí believed that the 55-year-old man had some contact with Jojo on the night she disappeared. So he remains in custody and is being questioned on suspicion of murder. And for such cases, you can be held for 24 hours, but that is excluding break times. So he must be charged or released today.
And his period of detention has been extended a number of times, but the Gardaí will reach the limit of their powers in that regard today. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So overall, 24 hours is the period that he can be questioned for on suspicion of murder. The Gardaí will be in contact with the Director of Public Prosecutions and a decision will have to be made when that 24-hour period of questioning is up, whether to release or charge him.
OK, well, John, we'll be watching for developments in that one over the course of the day. But there's another story I wanted to ask you about as well. This is the news that the Criminal Assets Bureau has put Daniel Kinahan's Dublin home up for sale. What can you tell us about this?
Yes, Claire, this is the luxury gated home in Saggart, southwest Dublin, where the senior members of the Kinahan gang hid out in 2014. The property was seized by CAB in 2022. After it found it was the proceeds of crime, and namely drug trafficking. So this is a very luxurious property. It's 3,410 square metres of living space across two floors. It's accessed by two separate sets of electric gates, and it's been auctioned on December 12th. for €550,000.
Okay, that's the starting price, but it is going up for auction by
yeah,
cab.
That's the start by cab. Yeah, and that's the starting point. And of course, the proceeds will go back to the exchequer then.
John, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on all of that. That's John Hand, crime correspondent with the Irish Sun.